This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Americans largely oppose the slaughter of horses for human consumption. Despite the cultural taboo, the United States is a key exporter of live horses to slaughterhouses in Mexico and Canada. Each year, more than 100,000 American horses are killed in North America for consumption abroad, mostly in the European Union. And in addition, many American horses are given drugs that are carcinogenic to humans. Jack Rodolico reported on the horse meat trade for LatitudeNews.com.
New York native Kenter Penning fell in love with horse racing as a child, but it wasn't until he moved to Kentucky that he got involved with the sport. Terpenning knows what makes a winning horse.
Silky Shark was everything you want in a racehorse. He was vibrant, fiery, a very happy horse. And then on the racetrack, he earned over $100,000 career-wise.
Official winner of the ninth race, number one, Silky Shark.
Silky Shark was an athlete, but he had some medical problems. Under Terpenning's care, the horse was given a drug called phenylbutazone, or bute. It's an anti-inflammatory drug used so commonly it's referred to as horse aspirin. But bute is also a human carcinogen, so dangerous authorities in the U.S., Canada, and the European Union agree. Humans should never eat a horse given bute.
Silky Shark ended up going to a feedlot operator, a meat dealer.
Meet Seneca Crossland, executive director of the Canadian Horse Defense Coalition. Her organization tracked Silky Shark's records. Despite his drug history, the horse was slaughtered and his meat got past the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. The CFIA refused to comment on this story. Here again is Ken Terpenning.
Oh, I was totally devastated. Cried for probably 2 or 3 days.
Silky Shark's story shines a light on an industry operating in the shadows. When Terpenning couldn't afford to care for Silky Shark anymore, he sold the horse to a man he trusted. But then the horse was resold multiple times, winding up on what's called the slaughter pipeline. In 2011, the year Silky Shark was slaughtered, this happened to about 140,000 American horses. Not all of them were racehorses either. And it's reasonable to assume many of them would have been given drugs at some point.
Horses have not been raised as livestock. They have been raised often as companion animals. They're given drugs when they need them. People aren't holding back.
But who eats horse meat anyway? Belgium, France, and Italy, for starters. The European Union is the primary market for American horses slaughtered in Canada.
I fear that this horse represents a larger problem.
Dan Jorgensen is a member of the European Parliament. He's right. In 2010, a Tufts University study tracked 18 American racehorses that were all dosed with bute, all sent to slaughter. And just a few months ago, Belgian inspectors found the same drug in horse meat imported from Canada.
Well, I think it's quite concerning that European consumers might actually be buying and, well, eating horse meat that we don't really have any reason to believe is healthy.
Things are different in the European Union. Over there, every horse has a passport. It's a physical document recording the horse's drug history. But the EU has had a tough time enforcing those standards outside of its borders. Jorgensen says that has to change.
This is just a question of the European Union wanting to really do this. If we really want to put pressure on Mexico and Canada and the different individual companies that are actually doing this trade, we can.
Pressure on Canada and Mexico will mean change in the U.S. We don't track the drug history of horses in this country, which means virtually none of our horses pass the EU sniff test. Plus, the U.S. doesn't even have jurisdiction on drug residue because we aren't slaughtering the horses. So, should we reopen horse slaughterhouses in the United States?
I don't know. I don't want to get into that can of worms.
Temple Grandin is a professor of animal science at Colorado State University. Grandin worries if the EU cracks down, the U.S. will be left with hundreds of thousands of unwanted horses. And most Americans don't want any horse to be slaughtered, period.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do. We've got to do something. You know, and if they don't want to have slaughter facilities, then they're going to need to have a lot of rescue places because there's going to be a bunch of horses starving out there.
So the U.S. is left with a problem. And horse lovers, the people who could petition the federal government for change, are split right down the middle on how to fix that problem. Until something changes, every week, a couple thousand American horses will be slaughtered in Canada and Mexico. Horses like Silky Shark. Ken Terpenning, back in Lexington, Kentucky, hopes someone in the U.S. creates a database to log every drug given to every American horse.
I just wish it was done. You know, I look at his pictures on my wall every day, and I just still can't believe it.
For LatitudeNews.com, I'm Jack Rodolico.
And Jack is with us in the studio to follow up on the story. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So despite some legislative action in Congress, the slaughter of horses is not illegal in the U.S. Is that true?
Technically, yes. But what happened 5 years ago was that Congress defunded the USDA inspectors who were inspecting the facilities. So that's when all the facilities shut down 5 years ago. And there's very little political will to refund and reopen them. So effectively it's banned, although technically it's not.
You've done a little follow-up on your story. Last week in the UK and Ireland, inspectors found beef burgers with horse meat in them, reportedly as much as 30% horse meat. Any evidence to suggest that this meat came from American horses?
Yeah. Well, no, there's no evidence, but people were fairly scandalized there to learn that they were eating horse when they thought they were eating a burger. But no, there's no direct evidence linking it back to the United States. But at the same time, what they have found so far is that that meat goes back to a processing facility in the Netherlands. These processing facilities are enormous, and they get meat from different directions. And the lesson here is that once you go into these facilities, it becomes very obfuscated where the meat came from, and then it goes to another country and yet another country. So it's this multinational processing chain. So it's often very hard to track, especially an individual burger, back to an individual horse. That's impossible.
So that thought that we heard just at the end, you know, a database for keeping track of what kind of drugs are in each horse, sounds pretty difficult to navigate. But my question is, are American horses being given so many drugs?
Yes, they are. The drug we talk about in this story is the most commonly administered drug, anti-inflammatory drug, given to horses in the U.S., Canada, probably the European Union, too. There's nothing wrong with giving your horse bute. It's horse aspirin. But particularly in the racing industry, these are performance animals. So you think about anabolic steroids for baseball players. They give horses anabolic steroids. They give them bronchodilators. They give them anything to help enhance performance. So that is incredibly common. And these horses are just run ragged.
Well, we have a lot of unwanted horses here in the U.S. That was one of the things that you discovered. Looking at the other end, what happens to American horses, these unwanted and cheap horses, if the European Union really does crack down?
Well, we're already in a problem, and we have been for a long time. We're not tracking the drugs in these horses. So slaughtering them will always be a problem until we have a way to track what drugs they've been given. But if the EU really cracks down, what happens then is what will probably happen is a lot of these horses will get diverted to municipal plants in Mexico. These are plants that are not approved by the European Union, as there are some right now. And that's a surefire recipe for them to not be humanely slaughtered, because they're traveling longer distances in hotter conditions, less water. And the way they slaughter them is not pretty compared with what they get in the EU facility.
Jack, we don't have much time left, but I'm wondering what the U.S. government might be able to do to curb the flow of horses to Canada or Mexico.
The USDA has a little bit of regulatory authority here. They can regulate horses that are being transported to slaughter. So technically, when they leave the lot, the auction lot, they go to Canada, and on that transport, they can regulate. But that program is incredibly defunded, and it was $200,000 in 2010. That was enough to fund two people. This past year, it was $100,000. It was half of that. So it's not looking like we're going in the direction of more U.S. regulation.
Jack Rodolico, reporter for LatitudeNews.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You can find links to Jack's story and articles on the trade and consumption of American horse meat at wordofmouthradio.org. And coming up, a kiss before you go. A widower and illustrator does what he knows. When faced with loss, he creates. We'll hear more about his memoir in watercolor when Word of Mouth continues.